96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. On a free statewide fishing day, women gathered on Moon Lake in Iron River for the 17th annual Fish and Chicks Ice Fishing Tournament, an all-ladies event raising funds and awareness for breast cancer patients.
You know, friends of friends invited us to come up for it, and so we did, and we absolutely loved everything about what they did. And so we were participants before we were organizers. Met Lori at Fish and Chicks. She was really good about going around the ice and talking to people.
That's Paula Millar. She and organizers Amy Wongenstein, Carla Ward, Monica Montag, and Julie Bender all started as participants, and now they run the tournament each year. The tournament began in 2010 when Lori Soderlund was diagnosed with breast cancer. She and her husband Jeff wanted to raise awareness and funds for breast health. Over the years, the event has raised $215,000 to support women battling breast cancer. Even after Lori passed in 2020, the event continues, led by women dedicated to carrying on her legacy.
Our goal is really to have a lot of fun, involve a lot of people, but coming together for a very specific purpose of helping women who are in need.
Millar says the money raised goes directly towards compassion care for breast cancer patients at Essentia Health in Ashland, covering everyday needs that often come with treatment, including gas cards to get to appointments, food and meal gift cards for families, and items like wigs, scarves, and prosthetics. Along with supporting the Essentia Health Breast Center, funds also help patients locally through Iron River's North Lakes Clinic and through the Pink Ribbon Boutique in Chippewa Falls. Millar says she's most proud of the community coming together to support the cause.
It's just been unbelievable what a small community like this can do.
Two of Wisconsin's biggest providers of gender-affirming care have stopped treatments for minors because of changes from the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Last month, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced plans to block Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement to hospitals that offer gender-affirming treatments to kids. Pretty much all hospitals participate in Medicaid and Medicare, and a big chunk of their income comes from those programs via reimbursement. Without that money, some hospitals could be at risk of closing. Now, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin have stopped providing hormone and puberty-blocking treatments. Staff from UW Health say, quote, "We recognize the uncertainty faced by our impacted patients and families seeking this gender-affirming care and will continue to support their health and well-being," end quote. And a spokesperson for Children's Wisconsin told WPR they can't offer this care anymore because of, quote, "escalating legal and federal regulatory risk," end quote. These treatments are very rarely used, but advocates say when they are used, they save lives. Data published by the National Institutes of Health shows 82% of trans people have considered suicide and 40% have attempted it, making them more vulnerable to ending their lives.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is calling for Wisconsin lawmakers to pursue new laws restricting the operations of immigration and customs enforcement agents in the state. Last Monday, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez proposed new laws that would ban federal officers from making arrests in community spaces like schools and courthouses, prevent them from covering their faces during raids, and require them to display their badges and wear body cameras. She also noted that those proposals are unlikely to come to fruition under the current Republican-controlled state legislature. The Lakewood Cafe raised $9,000 in total that will go to the City of Hayward Police Department. According to the Sawyer County Record, the owner estimates that about 700 meals were sold at the annual fundraiser the restaurant hosted last month. The total includes all meal proceeds that day, along with a match for sales tax. Staff from the restaurant presented a check to the department last Thursday. Police Chief Marshall Savitsky says he's thankful to the Lakewood Cafe for the donation and for the opportunity to engage with the community. He says the donation will help support equipment and other upgrades. Hunter education courses are open now for courses that begin in the spring. The DNR is encouraging people to sign up before the courses fill up. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973, is required to hold a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license. If you're 17 or younger, you must take either the traditional multi-day course or take the course online and attend a one-day field day training. Those over 18 are eligible to take any option to complete the hunter education course. You can learn more and sign up at dnr.wi.gov. The Wisconsin State Assembly unanimously passed a proposed bill that would require schools to have a cardiac emergency response plan last Tuesday. The legislation seeks to have a written plan available to respond to cardiac arrests on school property or at school-sponsored athletic events. The plan would include a response team of staff members, what their roles are in a cardiac emergency, and how the response team is activated. Lawmakers also say there is no cost for school districts to put their cardiac emergency response plan together. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. That his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20, so we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a cold one today, mostly sunny. Our high 2 below 0 with a wind chill in the teens to near 20 below here for much of the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold again with a low of 14 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine 5 above with more light snow possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.